South Dakota's critical infrastructure bill passed the House Commerce and Energy Committee on Wednesday, March 4th. Senate Bill 151 is modeled after similar legislation in other states. It offers special protections to public utilities, including pipelines and pipe yards. Proponents say the threat of felony charges lets potential vandals know the state takes its utilities seriously. Opponents agree, except for one thing. They say the bill unconstitutionally stifles protest of the Keystone XL pipeline. Representative Kirk Chafee is a bill sponsor and one of the witnesses testifying before the House committee.
I gravitated towards this bill because it had a couple of issues that I saw that would directly affect my district and primarily Meade County, where we have the Keystone Pipeline going through, and because of the rally.
Chafee says he's particularly concerned about communications services, internet, state radio, cell phones, and temporary cell phone towers outside larger campgrounds that serve the Sturgis rally. He notes that federal laws already exist to protect utilities, but they're scattered throughout federal code, and this law would provide a one-stop option.
This bill makes it clear for the bad guys as well as the local good guys what is critical infrastructure and what actions by the bad guys is not acceptable.
A bill opponent objects to that good guy, bad guy language. Rapid City Attorney Bruce Ellison says protesters are also local good guys.
There are a lot of people in our state with very sincere beliefs that this pipeline and this bill, which it will enable, represents an existential threat to the future of the land and the water and the people of South Dakota.
In spite of committee members' protestations to the contrary, Ellison maintains the bill has been created to ease passage of the Keystone XL pipeline, which he says provides no public utilities service in South Dakota.
It stifles civil disobedience, which is as much of a part of our founding and continuation of our country as anything else.
Ellison notes that the bill creates new felonies that will give new grounds for arrest and conviction of pipeline protesters overloading the courts in rural areas. The committee passed the bill with only one nay vote. It now goes to the House floor for debate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.